Throughout the pro football season for Mixed Football Trivia on Mix 93, brought to you by Coca-Cola of Hancock. Listen in the 7 o'clock hour for a football trivia question. Then after 9, the trivia winner will pick the weekly pro schedule against Jimmy and Dirk. The top two qualifiers will battle in Week 17. The winner will receive prizes from our sponsors, including the grand prize, a remote starter from Sands Auto. Mixed Football Trivia is sponsored by Bucko's Party Store, Up North Apparel, Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, Orbit Entertainment, and Shooty's 1890 Saloon.
Welcome back. Joe Sean is with us, giving us an update on Michigan Tech hockey as the season is not far away again. October 1st, that is a Sunday, down at Madison's Kohl Center. And that'll be a 3 o'clock start Eastern time if you're heading down there, 2 o'clock Central time. And that time was just announced last week. They waited there. Waited as long as they could to hold off on that time. But Joe is with us. We're getting to some of your questions. You still have time to get your questions in if you wish to do so. And we always get this one, and I love jersey questions, Coach. And I don't know if you're going to be able to answer this yet or not, but I'm sure you will. The standard jersey question coming from one of our listeners. Which of the four from last season, black, white, gold, and cream, will be back this season?
I think all of them.
Yeah.
And then we have a new black jersey. I haven't seen it yet that's coming in. I don't think it's been, it's kind of a retro, I think it's like, I don't know, I mean, if I knew the circa of the year, but it's old and it's been documented. My fashion statement's bad. Then the new ones, I'll be interested to know what people think of. Everybody seems to like them. They're kind of a wide stripe in the middle, or they're a dark jersey and a away jersey, wide stripe in the middle with Michigan Tech on them and things. And but everybody seems to like them, but to me they look like they're like 1910 jerseys. But we'll use them all. We'll use them all the guys kind of pick that what jerseys they want to wear to some degree, and then you get a feel for which ones you play the best in, and blah blah. And there may be something to that with visual. You know what I mean? Be able to pick up guys and things. I know that last year, in the playoffs and things, we got in some. Pretty heated debates with other teams about wearing golds. Team didn't want us to wear our golds.
Right.
We wanted to wear our golds at home and things like that. But, you know,
Wear golds for the Denver game?
We wore gold for the Denver game, too. But we wore it also for the Bowling Green game at home.
Sure.
And we were away at Denver. So I think they might have even made some real adjustments to cover that as well. But a home team should really get, in my opinion, get to pick their jerseys. But I'm not a gimmicky guy. I'd play in practice jerseys, so it doesn't much matter to me.
Well, then you probably won't answer this, but the follow up on that, any plans on which one of the jerseys you'll wear for the Hall of Fame game in Madison?
No, I'll let the captains pick which ones they want to wear. That's I'm good with that. I'm not a gimmicky guy. I'm not a superstitious guy. I think you do your job and you try to get everybody on board and you're just about, you're about the game and mm-hmm. about the players and about the development and about the mood and about the culture. I'm not the gimmicky stuff. I guess I'm not that big on that.
We're asking questions for you to Coach Sean. If you want to get a question in right now, it's DJ@themix93.com. Next question for you, Coach. Can you comment on the overall offense? Are the third and fourth lines going to contribute more than last year? And do you expect the goal scoring to improve over a year ago?
Goal scoring improved. So much of our goal scoring came off of defense. So much of our game comes off of our defense and the way that we play defense and our transition off it. So, I think that right now what we have to identify is power play. I think who's going to be up top. We're really left hand laden on defense. We don't have. And then next year when Berksy's gone, it's going to be even worse because the guys we have committed right now coming in are lefties. So I think a lot of it will be dependent on how well our power play works, but I think our forwards will score, and I think we'll have depth. You know, we're looking at it right now. We have some good players that you wouldn't, that are top six type players on our team, good or bad, that can't fit in that don't fit in the top six. So I think we'll have balance, and that'll be the goal, to have balance. The way I coach is a little bit different in that if there's players that are going on a certain night or in a certain period or against a certain team, I'll go with him a lot. I'll play him a lot. And what I hope for in that scenario is that all the guys are wanting to do that instead of just being gifted their ice time. If you're going, I want you to, you know, I want you to have a chance to go and to get things done, get things accomplished for us. And I think that's the carrot. Everybody wants ice time. And if you're playing well, you know, you're in the ice time.
Do you think some of the guys, I think what a lot of Husky fans are looking at, like Joel Esperance and, of course, Jackson, those guys really to take another big step because they were right there all year long, it seemed like, especially Esperance. You know, had so many great opportunities. He just was really fighting it at times. But at times, he would really come through the way everybody knew that he could and the way he knew he couldn't. And I know he's so down, I don't want to say down on himself, but he expects a lot of himself, as he should, because he's such a great player. Do these guys put a lot of pressure on themselves?
I think they do. They all want to be professional hockey players, so I think they do. Joel looks great right now, and he's married, so that'll probably help. You know, he's got a little bit, some other things to think about on his mind, so he doesn't, you know, so he can balance himself a little bit, balance his life a little bit. He's going to have a great year. I mean, barring injury, he's going to have a great year. Stamen's going to have a great year. Renke's going to have a great year, and they're going to get opportunities to play well. I really like Lucchini right now. He looks fantastic. Smitty looks good. So these guys, again, the biggest thing is to just keep make sure that we have the mentality to get better every day. I think the talent level's there. I think we have the guys in the places we want them. You hear the phrase, get them on the bus and then get them in the right seats. I think we have the right type of players, the right mix on the bus. I think we have the amount of power forwards we have with Beretta and Lesperance and those guys. We have the amount of puck chasers that we want, forechecking type of guys. I think we got the amount of skill guys that we want. Everybody would like to have Tanner Carroll. You know, he makes everybody better, but a guy like that. And I'm not sure we have a guy that of that caliber right now. But we could. Baltus looks good. He chases the puck. He hounds it well. He understands what we do. So I think we're going to score goals. But a lot of it within our game comes from the defense.
Right.
You know, it comes from Shane Hanna, it comes from Matt Roy, it comes from Watson, it comes from Leibinger, it comes from our defense, Renke. And we're going to have to see who steps up and makes things happen offensively for us. And you don't even know when you turn some guys loose a little bit that have played on teams like Mitch Meek and those guys, they've played on teams where they were asked to be defensive-type defensemen. When you allow those guys, Keegan Ford, to go with the puck a little bit and to do some things and to be creative and let them know the way we want to play, you don't know what their ceiling is. And our big priority is to eliminate all the barriers that keep them from being able to get to there. You know, we're just concept-oriented and we don't want to over-systemize them except for the point that we want to get the puck and be able to play with it. So.
And you got two, you got really a lot of the guys on back on defense that can play in a very offensive-minded game, but two guys that comes to everybody's minds, of course, would be Mark Ocken and Mitch Ranke. I mean, they just have that great puck handling capability, and always, even though I know you guys thought and we did too, that sometimes Mark maybe tried to do too much at times, he still was very electric out there, and really at times could kind of boost the team just from some of the rushes that he would make.
Yeah, and he has incredible poise with the puck. Mm-hmm. So, and as is Birksie. Birksie is big and strong and explosive.
You're right.
And he's turned into a man. Well, he's been here on campus. He's a big, strong man right now that can skate. And he likes to take off with the puck a little bit and do it. And then the thing is about, you know, just understanding the responsibilities you have as well on both sides of the puck and in both sides of the game and understanding, you know, the way we want to play. But we do have a lot of veterans. We're not changing a lot. So I'm excited about what we have. And those guys are going to get a chance to play. They're going to play, and they're going to play a lot. They're all pretty conditioned athletes. It's not like they're fighting weight or anything like that. And as long as we get their VO2, and Tyler Schlass does an unbelievable job with our guys, we get their VO2 in an area where they can play a lot of hockey, and then we're making sure that we're watching them, not to overplay them, but to get them to that line where they're getting their minutes in. We have enough veterans, I think, that we can compete in a good way.
Now, I've heard the VO2 term used. I know for the most part, what it's all about. But can you explain to the people who don't know anything about that term, what does that mean?
Well, I believe it's your oxygenation level, which is really your recovery, your ability to get oxygen in your system and recover and to maintain as long as you can to the peak that your body can handle. So, and I think that our guys are pretty good in that regards. And our pace and practice.